Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. Friday the 13th. Gotta love it. 75 successful years of business, law, finance, 6 children and 9 grandchildren. My next guest has the experience, the knowledge, and wealth to maybe teach us all a few things. John Ratkovich is the author of the book, A Teenager's Guide to Becoming a Millionaire. John, thanks for joining us on WILS.
Hello, Michael.
Very nice to have you on. That's quite a title. When did you write this book, and what led you to focus on teenagers and giving them, a pathway to becoming a millionaire?
It happened in a single instant when I was giving a career day speech at one of the local high schools here in the Chicago area. I was invited at the last minute to put on this whatever because somebody else dropped out. And so I put my 3-piece black suit on and my white shirt and red tie, shined my shoes, and went to visit with the kids.
I see.
And we had an experience in which they weren't really that impressed or interested. And one of the, must have been an upperclassman, just as I was about to start my speaking, he walked into the classroom. The teacher acknowledged him by first name. He more or less blew her off with a wave of his hand, rather arrogant, went to the back of the room, sat in the chair, put his feet up on the desk, and she asked him what happened, what's going on. He said, oh, this thing just sucks. He said, how can we tolerate all these guys telling us what they go to do at work when they go to work each day? Why do they waste their time, et cetera, et cetera. He goes on and on. Okay, mm-hmm. Bye. So now I speak, and I say this, and I say that, and I get done. Teacher asked the class, hey, anybody have any questions? No questions.
Okay. a bunch of unmotivated and uninterested students. So at that point, you got a sense of, wow, this generation's in trouble maybe, huh?
Well, no. This guy stands up.
Yes. And challenges you to a fight?
He starts clapping.
Huh.
Real slow. You know, like in the movies when the
it a genuine clap then?
Oh yeah, real slow. You know, like in the movies when somebody has such respect for you that they give you that slow 1.5 seconds.
So tell me, what is it that you told him in the classroom that affected him this way?
Well, I never found that out. But he was leaving, and I'm stunned. As he was walking out of the classroom, he looked me straight in the eye. He nodded. You know when you...
And he said what? Let's hear it.
Didn't say a word. He looked me straight in the eye, nodded his head like two warriors who survived the battle.
I see. And the battle was you giving a speech. If you could, tell me, what was the context of your speech to the class that day?
Money. If you haven't got anything else to do in a career when you graduate from high school, why don't you consider a career of just collecting money, the same way you collect stamps or baseball cards or pictures of movie stars or for the girls' lipstick or perfumes. Focus on this as a game, a way to test yourself each month to see if you did better this month than you did last month. Play a game with your friends. See who can win each month, having collected as many dollars as you can, and then the winner gets a prize. And we talked about the 2 rules for becoming a millionaire. And there's only really 2 for legal.
Let's hear them, please.
Well, the first rule is the more you give, the more you get. Rule number 2 is you can't help someone else without helping yourself. Now, that sounds a little bit fancy to some people, and they think it's kind of stupid even. But out of 10 people that you might do something for, one of them is going to do a number on you and take advantage of you because they see your generosity or your unselfishness as a sign of weakness.
Well, when you say give, what do you mean exactly? What does that institute?
You give of yourself. You whatever was the need, you address the need of the other person. The result of this whole thing is that when you do something unselfish like that, you feel good about yourself. And when you feel good about yourself, you automatically clear your mind of all the beliefs that you ordinarily have in terms of self-pity, anger, envy, revenge, your religious beliefs, political beliefs, whatever it is, you get your mind clears itself. You're in the zone. You see a guy who throws a no-hitter in a baseball game who's in the zone that day. It's because of something he did several days earlier.
Well, let me ask you, unfortunately, we have just a short amount of time, but I want to ask you for something more concrete, because doesn't part of becoming a millionaire involve having a concrete plan and a concrete set of steps you take to get there?
Oh, absolutely. But you got to get your mind clear first, because you're never going to reward yourself by making the perfect right decision, being in the zone, if you don't have a clear mind, because all of us are cluttered up with beliefs. Now, this sounds maybe a little theoretical, but as you get into it, you see the sense of it, because you reward yourself this month, next month, and you continually accumulate because you're constantly rewarding yourself because you feel good about yourself.
So let me ask you, once you have your state of mind in a proper position, how do you then begin to move how do you then find a pathway to making a lot of money? Do you do that through owning a business, becoming an entrepreneur of a sort, or can you just simply get a job and get there that way?
Well, the book addresses each of those things that you mentioned. I show certain things in the book in terms of things they can do on a summer job. Self-employment, make $25 an hour with a power washer. Too much to go into now because you don't have the time. But if we can just focus on the first part of your question about what do you do? What's the plan?
Uh-huh.
Well, the plan is to let money find you. Now, when you do good things, money's good. I mean, that's one thing you have to get the kids to accept. It's no shame in being wealthy. Money is a good thing. Money, good things find good people. Because when you feel good about yourself, I'm telling you, your mind opens up, and I'm talking from experience. This is not where I'm just theoretically doing something. This is how I built my businesses.
Well, tell me, let me take you as an example. At what point in your life did money find you, as you say, and how did it happen?
Well, I did something. It was 19, well, I was 49 years old. Such and such occurred. I did so and so. I felt good about it. It was a charitable thing, emotionally for someone, and they thanked me. And so then it occurred right after that, and I had a choice. I could go in one direction or another on a financial thing, and we had a serious situation because of the, at those days with six kids and college tuitions and so on. If I'd have gone the other direction, I'd have stayed at a working for somebody. So I took a shot at this self-employment thing. It turned out to be a loan officer for a mortgage company in which I was the mortgage company. So I was working for myself all of a sudden. It just happened that the trend then was from 16% all the way down on interest mm-hmm. rates. And I rode that thing for 23 years and made more than adequate money.
And this began when you were 49 years old.
49 years old. I was going nowhere. I was practicing law, and I was also trying to do things in the financial area. But I wasn't going anywhere. It was a big, and it's all because of what was in my head. The normal common things that you and I and the next guy right in front of you have in their head on an everyday basis, because they're all beliefs, and more beliefs. But because I cleared my thought, and I remember very distinctly what the incident was.
What was the incident?
Now, you don't want to hear it.
I do want to hear it, and we have 40 seconds.
Yeah,
please enlighten us.
No, it's a personal thing. I'd have to elaborate. You'd use up the 40 seconds and you'd be gone. Just bear with me. It was enough. It was a special time. Each of us, you and the other guy, have all either had or will have a certain moment in your life where you're going to make a decision. And you go to the right or you go to the left. And if you're all hung up with beliefs about what you should not do and how you can't do this and can't do that, you're going to stay right where you are.
I see.
But if your mind is clear because you've done something and you feel good about yourself, you're in the zone. It comes so naturally. You're amazed. If you were a football player, you'd be the perfect whatever for that day.
Sure. Well, certainly be open to opportunities. I'm guessing that's a big part of it. And when they come, they'll arrive, and hopefully you'll be prepared. John Ratcovich, the author of the book, A Teenager's Guide to Becoming a Millionaire. Check it out. John, thanks for joining us this evening.
There's no A in front of it. It's just teenager.
Oh, gotcha. Teenagers.
Yeah, they can buy it on Amazon.
Amazon.com, absolutely. John, thanks again. We're down to, 20 seconds here. For feedback, our email address is ccrecap@gmail.com. Otherwise, all the interviews post on our website, 1320wils.com. I'm Michael Cohen. My producer this evening has been Andre Holgate. Thank you very much for joining us. Have a good weekend, and we will be back tomorrow or Monday at 6 p.m. Join us then. Bye-bye.